Committee on Budget and I call this meeting of the Committee on Budget and Finance to order on Monday, February 6th, 2017 at 6:03 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Berrigan?
Absence, unexcused.
Senator Bond?
Present.
Senator Bradley?
Present.
Senator Chu?
Present.
Senator Duvall?
Present.
Senator Fink?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Taylor?
Present.
Quorum is met.
Thank you. Moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Great, seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 6A, financial reviews. The committee will conduct the first financial review on the undergraduate research journal account, account number 0137. Floor's yours.
I just wanted to give you guys some updates. I know last time there was some confusion on the budget because we used an old budget report, but over the last semester, we were able to go to UNLV and conduct a trip where we met with the research programs there. We also started working on a vision for the undergraduate research journal and a comprehensive manual. Looking forward to this semester and where our budget will be going. Usually our spring semester is much more expensive because we do have to print the journals as well as do launch parties and stuff. So first thing that we plan on spending our money on this semester is purchasing more promotional items. We do send about half of our promotional items to UNLV since we do represent them in the journal. About half of our publications are from UNLV, so we do send promotional items down there. Beyond that, we need to get ready for orientation. Since orientation starts before the new fiscal year, we need to provide our new senior editors with more promotional items. We are doing a launch party in May for our two editions that we're printing this year, which is going to cost us $1,000. The next thing is we are doing two editions for the journal in this one semester. One is going to be a special edition in economics, and the other is our general undergraduate journal. Along that, with all the printing and everything that's going to go into that, is going to cost us $1,500. We do save money in our budget to train our new senior editors. They start officially in April. We have already sent out the job posting for that, so we do save approximately one-third of our budget total for wages goes to the new junior editors. So what we have left now, half will be going to me and Nick, and the other half will be going to our new junior editors and training. Furthermore, we are planning on doing another trip to UNLV. They have agreed to hire a senior editor through CSUN, so we are going to be working with them to figure out how that's going to happen. We're going to go down there to help train the new senior editors because they're going to be working under our institution but paid through CSUN. And finally, we're going to continue working on the vision and manual, which need to be completed before our transition. That is it. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Senator
Wall. Do you think your current amount of employees is handling the work that you guys do?
We have been getting more submissions this year, considering we are trying to do more special editions and stuff. So sometimes for a lot of our work, we have to get people to do unpaid hours, and so we're trying to give more, we're not trying to put so heavily on our junior editors anymore. That's why we're trying to get a senior editor down in Vegas. Again, though, we're hoping that mainly CSUN's going to be paying for that. We're not offering to pay.
Are those unpaid hours voluntary?
Yes.
Do you guys have an expected release date yet for the
We're looking to do the second week of April. That is our early deadline, but our hard deadline for a publication date would be May 1st.
And who are you guys going through for the promotional items? I'm just curious, because I think, wasn't sure if you guys are going to the Wolf Shop, because I know they offer a lot of
We've been going through the Wolf Shop, as well as Inkblot to do most of our design work. If it's something that the Wolf Shop has not been able to do for us, we have been going to outside vendors, but most of it has been through the Wolf Shop. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Please let the record show that Senator Berrigan entered the room at 6:04 and changed his status to Charlie. Excuse. Let's move on to the financial review for leadership programs. Account number 0119. Sandy is not able to be here today, so Delana is going to be here to answer any questions you guys have. Anything?
What exactly does all the accounts cover? I didn't entirely understand what it all goes to and comes from, which is a very big question. But
from what I'm looking at right now, it looks like most of the stuff that is coming out for this account is either tuition rollover, a leadership program, events you guys have going on, the time period. Some of the expenses on here include like a nacho bar for Catalyst workshop that was happening for the TMCC and WMC. And then I see right here you have parking for VIPs for an ASU retreat. Later on, though, this semester, it looks like there will be a hosting for ASU Leadership Conference and meeting. And then there's the NSHE Diversity Summit, Leadership Development Programs, and then DFS Internship Program will be going on between like May to June. So those are extra charges that are coming out later on.
Okay. Do you know if we're bringing you some news? Is that someone that they're planning to bring in as a speaker?
Probably so, yeah. That number will probably fluctuate. Not saying it'll be $12,000 if they're still negotiating it. I haven't seen any file paperwork come through the office, so they're probably still going to be negotiating.
Okay. Any further questions about this account? Perfect. So now we'll move into the financial review for the contingency fund then. I think this one is pretty self explanatory.
Yeah.
If anyone has questions, though, table's open. Okay, perfect. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
As always. All right, moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, adjournment. I'm going to be meeting at 6:09.
Oh, wow.
That is the fastest meeting
I've ever
been.
Yeah.
So you don't have time to